Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. As I was driving here to the radio station today, I just felt that God is giving us the opportunity to be equipped, to prepare us to help many Muslims know Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. It is not a coincidence that God gave me this opportunity to share the information, experience, knowledge he gave me in the past 40 years, and it's not a coincidence that you are listening. Most of the people in the world are not listening to my program about sharing Jesus with Muslims, but you are listening. So I believe that nothing in our lives is a result of an accident. Everything is ordained by God, as we know from the Bible, and God has a plan of connecting us together so he can use us, you and me, to help many Muslims enjoy his love and salvation. So remember that. This is not just about information or Bible study. This is about fulfilling God's eternal plans for the salvation of so many Muslim people, I say multitudes of Muslims, through me and you. Okay, now, if you remember, we were talking about Abraham and the gospel that was preached to and through Abraham, and we can see the prominence of Abraham in both the Quran and the Bible. The Quran elevates Abraham so much and describes him as the imam of all the nations, leader of mankind. And of course, the Bible in Genesis 22, God told Abraham, through your offspring seed, all nations, all families on earth will be blessed. So Abraham is so big. God told Abraham, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. Abraham considered why he was made a blessing for mankind and the father of a multitude of nations. I am sure my Muslim friend Abraham thought about all these things. Abraham saw his chosen and the high status as a reflection of God's great glory in heaven. God did not give this status to anybody. Abraham realized that he resembled the Heavenly Father as a human prototype of God himself. He surely also viewed Isaac's miraculous birth, expected sacrifice, and the resurrection from the dead, and his innumerable descendants promised as types of a greater reality yet to come. Okay, so he thought of himself that he is a human prototype of God himself, because he is a source of blessings to so many families all over the world, all nations. And then he thought about, wow, Isaac's miraculous birth and sacrificing him, resurrection from the dead, and the innumerable descendants God promised me to have, all these are types of a greater reality yet to come. Aha. Abraham foresaw the good news of a greater sacrifice. Abraham understood that the Heavenly Father would also have a son born miraculously into this world. The son would be offered as a sacrifice by the hand of his own father. The son would rise from the dead, and the risen son would be the source of blessings to the world. I believe that exactly what happened. God revealed to his friend Abraham, because remember, the Bible and the Quran agree that Abraham is called the friend of God. God revealed to his friend Abraham his plan of salvation and the coming blessing to mankind. Abraham foresaw the heart of the gospel. You know, many Muslims will tell you, no, this is just a coincidence. How can you assume all that? Well, we have some evidence. Jesus told the Jews, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day, and he saw it and was glad. John 8, verse 56. I love that verse. I love these words that Jesus told the Jews. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. Abraham must have reasoned in his mind, what God commanded me to do for him cannot be more than what God is willing to do for me. Abraham had some knowledge of the true religion to come. I believe God revealed to his friend Abraham in some measure that someday he would send his own son to die for the sins of the world, and that any person who trusts in God's saving grace will be blessed and saved. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Note that after centuries of animal sacrifices in the Jewish temple, my Muslim friend, John the Baptist, who is called the Prophet Yahya in the Quran, came and proclaimed the arrival of Jesus. We read that in John 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Wow. It is amazing and significant to find the Christian message, indeed, the heart of the gospel written all over the Jewish Holy Scripture. To be continued next program, before we end this program, we must do the most important thing, which is praying. Before we pray, I want to remind you, if you need any help reaching your Muslim friends or acquaintances, don't hesitate to contact me. I am here to serve you and to serve Muslims through you. And also, I have a special prayer request. I am making serious efforts to expand our radio ministry and to get involved more in satellite TV recording programs. Of course, there are so many challenges, but the opportunity is there, and we pray that God will open the door and God will use us, you and me, in a great way to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy his love and his salvation. God, we pray this prayer, God, you hear us. Use me and use my audience, God, every one of them, to help multitudes of Muslims spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I encourage you, my Muslim friend, to hear and receive the words of Jesus. Jesus said, whoever receives me, receives him who sent me. My friend, I invite you right now to believe the good news in the gospel that God gave you. He loves you, and he paid the penalty for your sins. My friend, pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you are my only Savior from the consequences of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to continue doing wrong things anymore. God, I believe that you sacrificed of yourself for me because you loved me. God, forgive me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you.
My Christian brothers and sisters, God's grace and peace is with you today and always. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.